All this week on Stateside, we're looking at why more veterans are not getting connected to the benefits that they may be entitled to. Michigan has consistently ranked in the bottom five states and territories when it comes to helping veterans and their families access federal VA benefits. Today, we'll learn about accredited veteran service officers. These are the experts who help vets navigate all the red tape in the VA's complex application process. Cindy Canty sat down with one of the officers to learn more.
Michael Smith is with us. Michael served in the U.S. Army, 21 years collectively of total service. Now he's the director of the Washtenaw County Department of Veterans Affairs, and he is an accredited VSO, a veteran service officer. Michael Smith, welcome. It's good to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me on the show.
So let's start with being a veteran service officer accredited. What exactly do you do?
Well, as a county veteran service officer, we assist veterans, their survivors, and dependents in applying for all benefits administered by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs.
So you are the conduit. You're the one that a veteran needs to be able to, I'm sure, understand all of the things that need doing, but you've got that accreditation that's so crucial.
That is correct. And our counterparts in the veteran service organizations, the department service officers, the field service officers, and the national service officers are also accredited veteran service officers through the respective service organizations for which they work. The Veterans of Foreign Wars, the Disabled American Veterans, the American Legion, and other congressionally chartered national veteran service organizations or state veteran service officers.
So all of these accredited service officers are very important if vets want to apply for federal VA benefits and programs.
Absolutely. You know, the rules regarding veterans benefits come to us in the form of law. Because it's so heavily regulated, it does require someone who's astute in those laws and regulations, processes and procedures and forms to assist veterans, survivors, and dependents in applying for these benefits.
So, are there enough of these accredited service officers in our state right now?
I would say no. There is a tremendous amount of work that needs to be done to assist our veterans population, which is just under 600,000 veterans in the state of Michigan. What is an uncounted number is the number of survivors and dependents who need our assistance. The amount of service officers doing this work, at least at the county level, are about 135 in either full or part-time offices in 72 counties, providing services in 76 counties of the 83. That leaves some counties without any county departments of Veterans Affairs or Veterans Services offices at the county level doing this work. And then counter to that, the state of Michigan has since 1927 appropriated money and given it to veteran service organizations to assist as well in helping veterans and survivors and dependents in applying for VA benefits. Mm-hmm. And yet there's only a certain amount of those service officers that the state is contracting with currently under about a $3.8 million budget. And yet there is still a great and tremendous demand for services.
Today, when we think that by some metrics, Michigan ranks 48th in the nation when it comes to veterans receiving federal benefits, I have to ask you, how much is our state's low ranking a product of this shortage of the accredited service officers?
Well, I attribute it wholly to that because our partners in the Michigan Veterans Coalition, our Veterans Service Organization partners, along with county governments in the state of Michigan, have been working hard. They have been working diligently and been overworked because of the amount of demand, yet there is not enough folks doing the work. If a veteran or a survivor or a dependent has nowhere to go, to talk to someone who can advise them and counsel them on benefits and then assist them in the process of applying for those benefits, then they won't do it.
Well, in 2013, Michael, Governor Snyder established the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency to help improve the amount of federal benefits that come back to our state's veterans. Wanted to do better. Here is the governor speaking on Veterans Day in 2014.
The state of Michigan is working to help veterans succeed. We've passed new laws to make it easier for veterans to use their specialized skills in civilian life. We host job fairs to help veterans find careers in our state. And the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency helps veterans get connected to the services and benefits they deserve.
All right, that was Governor Snyder speaking in 2014. Here we are in 2018. How would you assess the MVAA's performance when it comes to doing what he wants, helping veterans get connected to the services and benefits they deserve?
Well, I think the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency has done a tremendous job in convincing the legislature that county governments, as well as our Veterans Service Organization partners and the Michigan Veterans Coalition, need more funding and we need more resources to be able to assist our veterans population. The agency has done that successfully. We have increased from about 95 county veteran service officers in 2014 to about 135 county veteran service officers in 2018.
Is that enough?
No, we need more because we still have Aranac, Lake, Mason, and Saginaw that do not have either a full or part-time county Department of Veterans Affairs at all. In addition, our Michigan Veterans Coalition partners have a funding, like I said, about $3.8 million. We could use more of those partners coming alongside of us because many of them have traditionally established help with those smaller rural counties who are part-time or have limited hours and have limited staff, and they have been an awesome supplement to them.
If you've just joined us, we're speaking with Michael Smith. He is a U.S. Army veteran and director of the Washtenaw County Department of Veterans Affairs, and he is an accredited veteran service officer. So earlier this year, Michael, the legislature passed this bill that made $2.1 million in grants available to counties for accredited veteran service officers. What are your thoughts?
Well, our Michigan Association of County Veteran Counselors worked very closely with Representative Wentworth to discuss what was needed. Well, what came out of those conversations was House Bill 5536, the County Veteran Service Officer Fund, and that was way beyond what we expected or anticipated, and we were so happy to hear about it. So with this new law, finally the state recognizing that the overcome the next hurdle was going to require funding from them was a tremendous insight by Representative Wentworth. And not only was it a tremendous insight, but he's a man of action. We were very surprised that he said he wanted to do something, and within a matter of 6 months, not only did he do it, but we have a law, Public Act 210 of 2018.
Now, there is some critique of this grant fund, however. Let's take a listen to what Gary Easterling with the American Legion had to say.
I have talked to several counties that are not going to apply for that grant because it'll be too cumbersome, too much work for them to do on top of their normal work. Because of the reporting, they have to account for that money. They have to show where that money's going.
Mike, is it possible the reporting requirements could prevent some counties from applying, even though their local vets would benefit?
Our Michigan Association of County Veteran Counselors has a Google group. And overwhelmingly, the responses on our MACVC Google group have been, we are going to apply for this. The reporting criteria are so minimum that it is nothing significant regarding the benefit to us to get this grant, expand our services, expand our hours, expand our staffing. And so I think the voice that I've been hearing amongst our collective group of 135 county veteran service officers is that they will be applying for it, and the reporting criteria is not going to be too cumbersome for them to be able to do that and continue to do their work because, remember, they're going to be getting additional staffing. So I was very surprised at the lack of support by our Michigan Veterans Coalition partners in that, you know, historically, since I've been in the business of over 22 years, I could say that they've gotten about $66 million or more from the state to do the work that they do. And county governments have received a total of about $1.6 million. They partner together with us. When they go into offices up north, and some of these other counties that do not have county departments of veteran affairs, they have nowhere to go to help out. And so I was surprised that they did not support this legislation in the way that we thought they would.
You know what I'd like to get a sense of? Do you have a problem locating vets to even get them connected to these benefits? How much of a problem is that?
See, you must know more about my struggles than I do. You're absolutely right. You know, we're provided this data by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs in conjunction with the U.S. Census Bureau about our veteran population. These are basically guesstimates about how many veterans we have in our county, and these estimates are updated every 3 years. My population sits at 13,309 veterans, but I have absolutely no idea where they live in Washtenaw County. If I requested what's called the Release of Names and Addresses, or RONA, from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs to be able to conduct outreach to veterans, They can only provide me with the names and addresses of people who are actually receiving a benefit from them.
And where does this leave the veterans that aren't receiving benefits?
It leaves us with the struggle of how do we reach out to them. And I've had this conversation with other county departments of Veterans Affairs. I've had this conversation with my leadership in Washtenaw County, the chair of my board, the county administrator, the deputy county administrator, and we're all still trying to strategize about how we can reach out to those people that we know live in our county, but we actually don't know where they live, so that we can attract them into our offices and at least sit down and have a conversation about benefits.
And open the door for them to be able to receive that.
Absolutely.
What could the state be doing to help you with this?
You know, we've had some conversations about how to do this. Part of this grant funding that's available now to a county department of Veteran Affairs includes the ability to use this money to do things like advertising and marketing.
And every county knows best what would work.
Exactly. And that has to go into their grant application. They have to give in the narrative what it is that they want to use the county veteran service funds to do.
What are we not doing enough of at the state level that we could be?
We see basically the state throwing money at the solution as opposed to changing the laws. Our laws are pretty antiquated. There is no reporting requirement or no legal or fiscal relationship created between the state government and county governments who have the mandates to do the work for veterans. So what we see is the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency somewhat being hamstrung in their authority in dealing with counties.
So I think, and tell me if I'm wrong, I think I'm hearing you say when the MVA was set up, it didn't go far enough.
Exactly. I would love to see all of our laws reviewed by the legislature to determine what is good, what needs to change, and what needs to be modernized to meet the needs of veterans, survivors, and dependents, not only in 2018, but 10 years from now in 2028.
Michael, let's go back to really what matters most of all, and that is Michigan's veterans, survivors, dependents. They're who you're there to help. For those listening who have never met with a veteran service officer, what do you want to say to them right now?
I would tell them that they should contact whoever they can, whether it's a county department of Veterans Affairs or a veteran service organization, a veteran service officer, and at least have a conversation about the potential for benefits. There are an untold number of people who sit across the table from me and literally say, when I got out 20 years ago or when I got out 30 years ago, I didn't believe I had any benefits available to me. Veterans or their survivors should not assume nothing's available. They should at least contact somebody who is in this business, who's an accredited service officer, and can provide them with the counseling and advice that may lead, believe it or not, to a potential benefit.
Michael Smith directs the Washtenaw County Department of Veterans Affairs, and he is an accredited veteran service officer. Michael, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure.